Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we got a very dangerous situation right behind us. This is traffic coming in and out of the post office. This is a very busy post office here in Amherst. And the problem is, you used to be able to come out either side and turn either right or left, and they had arranged it that way. They've rearranged it, so at this exit you can only turn right, and at that exit you can only turn left. But no one's doing it. And so lots of cars, I'm sure you'll see them, will turn left. That has created over 30 accidents right here, endangering the residents of this beautiful, lovely community here in Amherst. In 2011, the Postal Service moved its retail operations from a nearby plaza right here to Sheridan Drive and SJ Road. That's where we're standing. As we all know, Sheridan Drive's a big commercial thoroughfare here in Buffalo, Niagara. SJ Road's home to a business park that's busy as well. And there are quiet streets, cul-de-sacs. People work hard to buy a home around here, and it's their piece of the rock. All they want is a little safety. Now, previously, the only public traffic at the postal facility was for mailbox and package retrieval, and there wasn't much foot or vehicular traffic. But when the USPS, when the Postal Service's facilities operation changed, so did a lot of traffic. And during the transition, the two exits were turned into one confusing, unsafe accident. The two exits were turned into one extremely confusing, unsafe exit, creating dangerous conditions. It's compounded by a lot of automobile traffic and foot traffic that comes in and out of the post office. So there have been 30 accidents since the post office moved here. 11 people have been injured. That is 11 people too many, because this is avoidable. The accidents are avoidable. In July, an accident on Sheridan Drive left 3 people injured. In May, a car turning left out of the post office was hit by a car, leaving a person injured. This happens with regularity right here. So, I am here. I try, as you know, to do my job in Washington, but all politics is local, as the great Tip O'Neill once said. And the residents of Amherst and the supervisor contacted the great Shannon Patch of our office, and now we will be on, the post office comes to me for a lot of things. I'm gonna tell them they better straighten this out and straighten it out quickly. And that's why I'm here today, to tell the post office, sit down with Amherst officials, local residents like the nice folks here, and develop a realistic plan. So that's not dangerous. I will try to get the Postal Service to get whatever dollars they need from federal transportation dollars, where so it won't come out of the taxpayers of the town of Amherst. So, to the post office, enough is enough. Give these folks a Thanksgiving present. Tell us before Thursday you're going to fix this, and we will all work together and get it done. Yep. Okay, Supervisor, you're on.
Well, I'd like to thank the Senator for coming in and highlighting what's been an issue for the town. The town of Amherst has been working on this project for over 6 years with past traffic and safety committees, our engineering department, and we haven't been able to get results from the post office. I inherited this problem in January. Our engineering department said, here's one you need to pay attention to. We heard from residents right out of the gate and said, please do something here. Sheridan Drive is a very, very difficult street. It's absurdly hard for pedestrians. It's very hard for vehicular movements. And, you know, businesses, corporations, developers, everybody has to play by a set of rules here. Our Traffic and Safety Committee does a wonderful job of being able to regulate all of those. We just want the same for the post office. And now, hopefully, with the Senator's support, we'll see the post office take some action. So thank you very much, Senator.
Thank you. Yep, we've been able to solve problems like this in the past, and we will do our best to solve this one, I want to promise you all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.